Well, Te Deum is a Latin term that just means to God.
Philip Brunel, founder and artistic director of Vocalescence in Minneapolis. Vocalescence is performing a Te Deum composed by Carol Barnett with music from the bluegrass group Monroe Crossing.
Over the centuries, there have been many, many, many composers who have been inspired by the words of the Te Deum to set it to music, usually for chorus and instruments.
In this case, though, it's for chorus and a bluegrass band. Why does this appeal to someone connected with a formal music series?
Well, for me, bluegrass instruments are instruments. So the fact that it's not, say, classical in the orchestral sense is not any problem for me. In fact, I love the idea that we're exploring a new realm when we work with singers and with bluegrass instruments. Of course, not all composers understand how those could work together, but we are so fortunate to have Carol Barnett because she's somebody who is interested in exploring new ideas. And in the case of a Te Deum, which also will have spoken words along with a gospel quartet taken from the ensemble singers, and then with Monroe Crossing, it makes for a really interesting and varied opportunity for all of us.
You've presented a bluegrass mass previously. What was the audience reaction to that?
Ecstatic. However, when we said we were going to do it, people were very surprised because they had never heard of a bluegrass band and a choral group doing a mass before. But once they heard it, everybody was totally convinced that this was absolutely the way to go.
Te Deum composer Carol Barnett is here too. And Carol, you already did a bluegrass mass. Why did you attempt this Te Deum?
Jonathan Griffith in New York, director of the Distinguished Concerts International New York, was the one who had the idea. He was doing the bluegrass mass, and he said, "So, what's next? How about a bluegrass Te Deum?" And I thought, well, talk to my librettist. So he did. And here we are.
Carol, there's a balance of composition and improvisation in the Te Deum. And you're the composer, and frequently you write things a certain way. But in a piece like this where you're working with bluegrass musicians, there are sections where you allow a bit of improvisation.
Not only allow, but welcome it, really. For the movement from that you're going to be hearing a little bit of, at least from the mass, I expect that the band will make it its own. So away they go.
Vocalescence with Monroe Crossing, and Derek Johnson, the guitar player. Derek, how did the band react to working in this formal music setting? You make up some of your own parts, but a lot of it is written there on paper.
Are challenged by it initially, but once we put the time and effort into it, we really find it a wonderful challenge and really expands our ability as musicians.
We're speaking with Derek Johnson of Monroe Crossing, and your group has done quite a bit of gospel music in all throughout its career.
Oh yeah, bluegrass music, it has a strong tradition of gospel music, and we enjoy performing it, and we enjoy writing it. In fact, Lisa's and I have written some gospel tunes, and one of her most popular gospel tunes is a song called Into the Fire.
Nebuchadnezzar said, your God is not the truth. Renounce, or you must go
into the fire. Go into the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they went into the fire. They went into the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
There's a bit of Into the Fire by Monroe Crossing. The Te Deum, of course, is a religious work as well. Is there a connection between the Te Deum and what we just listened to, Into the Fire?
Absolutely. There's a lot of hymns in the Te Deum, hymn melodies, and there are shape note singing, which was a big inspiration on early bluegrass artists. And as well, we even have a treatment of angel band in the Te Deum, so a lot of crossover.
The Te Deum is actually in 12 separate movements, so we've got several styles going on, from gospel to shape note, as you said, a couple of ballads, and I would say a boom chick, old-time two-step, and something that reminds me of palm trees swaying gently in the breeze. I mean, you know, it's all there. That's partly because Marisha's lyrics are so varied, and the music follows the lyrics.
Vocal Essence and Monroe Crossing perform a Te Deum created by Carol Barnett and Marisha Chamberlain November 10th. Conversation with artists at 7 p.m., the concert at 8. For information, vocalessence.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.